Hi, this is Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch. And when I say Pleakley, I mean it's really pathetic 59-year-old Kevin McDonald from the Kids in the Hall, stupid head. And you're listening to the Magic Our Way podcast with Kevin, Danny, Eli, and Lee. Woohoo!
Jumbo, everyone.
Harambe.
And welcome to another edition of
The Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
The Magic Our Way podcast.
They are truly magical and whatnot.
Sante Sana, everyone. You are listening to the Magic Our Way podcast from New Orleans, Louisiana. In the United States of America, we are Artistic Bus talking about Disney stuff. And this is a show in which every opinion is welcome. MagicOurWay.com is where you can find us. For this episode, we present a Q Show, where we discuss some of the latest Disney news. And look, this isn't your typical, polished, practiced, pixie dusting podcast. No, sir. We are not in the parks every day trying to tell you where to snag one of those purple, red, and yellow highway signs.
No, indeedy. We're here to drink, talk Disney, and hopefully entertain you while you pick out the perfect pantsuit.
Yes, and the only thing better than that is having a drink based upon the tears of the pixie dusters that don't believe our truth. Tastes so good.
My name is Kevin.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Eli.
Lee here.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, wow. I thought there was a rhyme. Where's the rhyme? Oh.
I've run out of rhymes. I'm like Busta Rhymes.
I'm all out of rhymes.
I'm so lost without you.
So guys, look, enough of our jibber jabber. Let's go discuss some Disney news rhymes. Welcome to the Q, and this is the segment in which we get to discuss all the news and happenings in the world of Disney today. And boy, a lot of news has happened this week for sure. So let's dive right into it. We were recording here on January 29th, and a lot of this stuff happened the week prior. So first up, there's a new color palette for Walt Disney World road signs. This means that the purple, red, and yellow signs are going away to be replaced by colors more reminiscent of the 50th anniversary design palette, which is on display at the Transportation and Ticket Center and the new gateway entrances. Well, as to be expected, debate among Disney fans ensued, with some liking this change due to hating the purple, red, and yellow, and vice versa. And to give you guys a little background, the purple, red, and yellow signs have been around since the 90s. And I do remember us talking about this, the history of the color choice, on some previous show. I don't remember which one it was, but I remember Danny talking about Deborah Sussman and her company Sussman and Parisian Company, who Disney recognized from their work on the 84 Olympics. In 1989, Disney had reached out to Sussman's company to create a traffic sign design for their growing property. You know, and as you might remember, there was like a significant amount of growth in Walt Disney World at the time, which was during Eisner's reign.
Thank you, right? Michael.
Yeah. So the company chose purple, red, and yellow colors to be reminiscent of Mickey Mouse, so that the signage is, and I quote, unique in spirit, clean, easy to follow, and capable of being expanded. So if you were born and grew up during the time of the purple, red, and yellow signs, you are probably freaking out about this change, much like Saints fans who grew up with Sean Payton as the head coach. And if you don't know what I mean by that, recently Sean Payton just left the Saints and retired from the National Football League after 16 years. So if you're maybe in college, a little after college, or just finishing high school, that's all you knew. That's all you knew. Yeah. Same thing with the purple, red, and yellow signs. Exact same thing. If you're born in that area, grew up with it, that's all you knew. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, us, Danny, Eli, Lee, I, are much older than those purple, red, and yellow signs, and probably have some thoughts about this, guys. What say you?
Oh, should we go from the oldest on and let Lee go first?
Oh, we could do that. Lee, what say you, man?
I'm canceling my trip in March. I can't believe this. They took away my purple signs. What would Walt think? I cannot believe this is happening right now. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
The injustice.
Let it out, man. Let it out. No, you're among friends. Go.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, like, people are upset about this? Like, I have not researched this thoroughly enough to realize that this is a big deal, that they're changing colors on a sign.
Well, you know, Disney fans are Disney fans. They're going to complain about pretty much anything that changes.
It's crazy. Well, you know, but I think it's kind of indicative of the world we live in, where there's only two reactions. I'm love this, or I'm upset by it. It can't just be I'm bummed. Man, that kind of sucks. I love those signs.
It can't be bummed because that doesn't have the same amount of fuel.
It's word power. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not going to affect my enjoyment of it one iota, except that, I mean, that was like one of the very first visual cues, like, I'm in Disney. Look at this. Even the road signs are different and cartoony and cheerful and fun. It was
definitely noticeable.
Yeah. Yes. They stood out, whereas the new ones, they're a slight bit more elegant.
Elegant, subdued.
Yeah, but yeah,
a little more classy.
Straightforward, though.
They, a little lackluster, a little generic, yes. I would say. I mean, they just don't convey the sense of fun that the other ones do. It's a little, it's kind of like most things, actually, I would say at Disney right now, where it's like you're changing things that had character and life and charm and replacing them with things that maybe aren't getting as good of a reaction.
That's totally fair.
What do you think, E?
Yeah, you know what? I thought about this one and I was like, I never understood why they never put any sort of graphic on the sign. Cause then that way it wouldn't have made a difference in the world what color it had changed it to. Cause you would be like, oh, it's Mickey right there. I know where I'm at.
Well, but they used to do that. Like they used to have like a Mickey sticking out
of the, like when you,
from behind the sign.
Yeah. You only see his eyes like Kilroy kind of
exactly.
Thing. Has hands above, yeah.
And then for the signs, like with like arrows and stuff like that, they would have Mickey ears with one of the arrows pointing to go this way or that way or wherever. So they did at one point
in time. I was going to say they used to have this
thing. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you because I'm not a, like Kevin, you drive the property. So you're probably a little bit more familiar with this, but I remember seeing them clear as day.
Yeah, is there something that's still around that you remember last time you've driven out there, Kev? Or?
What, as far as the signs?
Well, just as far as it being a graphic of something that...
They had a couple of those things. It was not on every sign, but they did have like maybe a Mickey picking out from behind the signs, which is kind of neat. But I can't... I mean, to Joel's point, yeah, I do drive it a lot, and I've driven it for a long, long time. And I do know that these purple, red, and yellow signs were a vast improvement over the old brown signs you used to have.
Oh, yeah, I remember brown signs.
Yeah, you remember the brown signs?
Which
it's pretty standard. Like, if you go into a national park or anything else like that, that's the type of signs that they used to have in their park. You know, it was very blah, very boring, planted in with a landscape.
Yeah.
And then I remember in the 90s when I first drove in, I was like, what is this? What is this? What is this? What is, you know, it's like colors everywhere. It was like, it just exploded in my eyes and just like, ah, this is great. And so that became iconic of me being on properties when things changed. You know, it was not of the normal world. Am I upset about this sign, this color change? Yeah, I'm a little bit. I'm bummed, to Danny's point. Yeah. Because, I mean, most of my growing up life, times when I've been able to afford going to Disney life on my own, it has been with those signs. And I always found that to be very indicative. I knew when I was on property, when I see those things, including the buses too. I remember the buses had a similar color palette.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you can see the buses now. They got 10 million different color palettes. They haven't really chosen one yet.
Right.
Those are a lot of fun. The purple, red, and yellow were a lot of fun. We even designed our business cards for Magic Our Way.
Yes.
With the same color palette design. And now they're kind of going with this more, the blues basics. And the yellows kind of, you know, it's not as bad as the browns, I would say, but it's definitely not as vibrant as a purple, red, and yellow.
It's not as visually eye-catching, appealing, stunning, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, the old signs, they had vinylmations, they had pins, they had cell phone cases and that kind of thing, where they used that road sign because it's such an iconic look.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like if you're going to why not do like they do in Disneyland and pay some homage to the tradition of it and just update it using that exact same color palette, but
like a purple, red, purple,
yeah,
red,
yellow, but richer,
right? Yeah, but like maybe a little bit more subdued, maybe not as bright, maybe a little, just like, why not do that? Why not kind of honor what was there? I mean, again, as you said, it's not going to affect your enjoyment of the parks one iota, but it is going to be a little less magical driving
on. Yeah,
it does make it look a little more basic.
It's more chill.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Before it's like, yes!
Yes, now it's like,
yeah, man. I'm on property now.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Not mad. I'm not mad about it, but yeah, I don't really...
You can't get mad about it because it's so calming.
It's going to happen anyway, it's man. Just chill, it's just, man. Just go there, man. It's a sign, man. It's a sign
that that's what always, like, ticked me off about people who, like, you know, like, old people complaining about stuff like that. Yeah, y'all are too locked in to... My Disney, this, that, and the other. And it's like, it's not that. It's like, again, I can have more than two emotions. It's never just upset or loving it. There's various little things in there. And when it comes to nostalgia for what it was that you grew up with, I mean, that's what Disney sells, is nostalgia. The whole idea of come here with your family and it's a generational thing and experience these same rides over again. And that is part of what you're buying when you go to Disney, is recapturing your childhood to an extent. So, I mean, it's okay to be nostalgic for this kind of stuff, but it's not okay to go crazy over this.
Yeah, it's that, not that.
To Lee's original point, it's not exactly signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah, literally. You know, the color scheme on the castle right now, it seems like maybe they're synergizing all that throughout property and trying to get that color scheme all around, just kind of tie things together.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going
to ask. I'm saying, like, if this is supposed to coincide with the 50th anniversary color palette, then after the 50th anniversary, you just leave it, or do you...
Oh, they're not getting rid of that.
Yeah, I don't think they're repainting the castle. Yeah. I think the castle you're getting right now, that's it.
Yeah, they're just going to remove the 50 symbol, and then that's the color. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the color sign.
My Lego set is outdated.
Like a cool set.
Wow. Oh, man, look at that.
Yeah,
I remember that castle.
I mean, but look, that was an example of something. That was my only critique of that, was like, oh, man, I need a new Lego set. That color change didn't bother me all that much. But
not too bad. Yeah. Well, guys, look, let us know what you think about this signage change. Are you going to freak out about it? Have you been one of the ones that have freaked out? Or do you not care? Did you really just not like the purple, red, and yellow? We're curious to know what your opinions. Of course, your opinions are always welcome on our show.
Yep.
Show at magicourway.com. Get in touch with us. Let us know. And the next story we have is that Minnie Mouse gets a pantsuit.
Pantsuit.
I'm canceling my vacation. I can't believe it.
Pantsuit.
Pantsuit.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like how you sung that line.
I like that. That was awesome. I figured you need to be. You shout it to the winds.
Pantsuit.
All right, guys. To celebrate Women's History Month in March, the International Women's Day on March 8th, and Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary starting on March 6th, 2022, Stella McCartney, yes, the daughter of Paul McCartney, designed a blue pantsuit for Minnie to wear for this occasion. Stella McCartney states that she, and I quote, designed one of her iconic costumes, a blue tuxedo, using responsibly sourced fabrics. This new take on her signature polka dots makes Minnie Mouse a symbol of progress for a new generation, end quote. Of course, Disney fans were in an uproar.
You don't say uproar.
You don't say uproar.
Uproar of a pantsuit.
This expanded further into the political realm with conservatives and liberals taking sides.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Making comments, doing all kind of stuff.
Oh.
Before we get into discussions, there are a couple of things I want to take note of.
Okay.
If I may. First, it has not been mentioned if Minnie will don this outfit beyond the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris, or if she'll be wearing this anywhere else, or any variation thereof. There hasn't been any announcement of that. So we don't know how long it's going to stay.
Okay, I was under the impression that it's definitely temporary, because I thought the colors of the pantsuit were meant to coincide with that celebration.
That's my assumption as well.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is going to continue on, gotcha. Or maybe she has a different color pantsuit or whatever. I don't know. Nothing's been said as to if there's a definite end or if not.
Yeah, right. The logical assumption seems to be that it should end, but it's no confirmation.
No confirmation. Correct, yes. The next point is that the internet pointed out that this is not the first time Minnie has been in pants, citing her Disney Cruise Line Captain Minnie outfit, which is very reminiscent to her partner, the Captain Mickey outfit.
Right? Okay.
A very naval admiral looking uniform.
Well, she's steering the ship in this one. Yes, that's your work clothes.
The thing and the epaulets and the hat. And
yeah.
It's very, very regal. And then the last point is that Donald Duck is still not wearing pants.
He don't need to. You got all the duck butt you need.
Yes. Yeah, he just kind of floats around.
That's
Wait, what is Donald wearing? Wait, what?
This is an argument that people have been making. It's like, what? People are worried about this pantsuit and Donald Duck's still not wearing pants.
He's not wearing pants.
Basically, like, I was reading articles and a lot of that came up. Donald Duck is still not wearing pants.
I didn't even realize that the pantsuit thing was so controversial, let alone there are still people with some anger and inner rage that Donald is still running around bare bottom.
Yeah, they're using it for their argument. It's amazing. That's why I had to throw this one on my bullet point. So I thought it was hilarious.
Well, Duck butt.
Winnie the Pooh, too. Winnie the Pooh also.
Well, he's got to poo constantly.
He's got to rub it on the grass, get it out. I understand. I understand that.
Got poo ass hanging out, you know?
Yeah, honey can't be good for your digestion.
Poo booty.
Poo booty.
Yeah, just
Pooh Booty.
It's like Djibouti, but different.
Yeah, it's like that's a rap song, right? Pooh Booty, Booty. Booty, 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 booty. Take it out of the dance floor. Booty, booty. Get the booty with the poo. Yeah.
I am so glad I decided to pour another glass right at that
That's why we
moment.
Did that one, to buy some time for you. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are y'all's thoughts on this outfit, man? The 30th anniversary outfit, Women's Day, history.
I was curious. So, like, it was for, like, a women's day. Like, it's an, what is
it? Well, it's for multiple things, right? So it just so happens that the anniversary of Euro Disney back then when it first opened, and Disneyland Paris as it's known now, the anniversary is on March 6, 2022. March is the Women's History Month. And International Women's Day is also on March 8th, 2 days later. So it's all that combined, just, you know, going into that whole pantsuit idea of Stella McCartney.
So that was the first thing I thought of, was like, okay, I mean, you know, no disrespect to any ladies out there, but isn't that like a disrespectful thing, right? If you got to wear clothes that a man was known for wearing, if it's supposed to be Women's Day or something. That's what I...
Well, I think the argument that they're saying is that, you know, donning the pantsuit so they can be competitive in a male-dominant society was the reason why they started doing that.
Oh, okay. But with polka dots too, that a dog polka dots, I don't really see that working in the suit.
I was going to say that whole outfit, I don't give a damn about her wearing a suit or not. I just didn't think it was a suit when I first saw it. I thought it was pajamas. Yes.
Yeah, no, it did. You're
it
right.
Does
yeah,
look like it does. Pajamas. I can see that.
I had a buddy send me this over. He's like, "Oh my God, can you believe what Disney's doing today?" And I didn't see the story or anything like that at that point in time, because I was in the middle of work, and I just texted back. I'm like, dude, I really highly doubt that Disney has officially changed the look of many forever and a day. This is not what Disney's doing. This has got to be some kind
of... Maybe they're going to be collaborating with Walmart now. You know, just wear pajamas to the store day or something. I don't know.
Is that what they do at Walmart?
Oh, yeah. People just wear their pajamas to Walmart.
It's not just Walmart. He's right. I mean, people with Target, anywhere. People, that's a thing now, especially with younger kids. They wear pajamas out and about.
Yeah. Damn. What's the point of me getting dressed?
I don't know.
I think that is kind of the point. Like, I just don't care. I'm just going to Walmart. Why do I got to get dressed? I'm just going to leave my pajamas on.
Like, as a dude, I don't like wearing suits. Like, I see you over there. You're looking pretty snazzy in your suit.
Only because I got to work after this. If I wasn't, I'd be in a t-shirt just like you guys.
Yeah. Dude, like, I'd much prefer to be in shorts than pants.
Yeah, the less clothing for me, the better.
That's natural.
Which is why I'm not enjoying this cold weather.
Yeah. If you've ever shared a hotel room with Kevin, you'd know that.
And you should. I mean, that's the Lee Lasavica special.
Tell him.
Tell him. No, you know what? I'm sorry. Lee wears a lot less clothing than I do.
Does he?
Yeah, man.
What?
You want a show, man. When you go to bed, dude, it's like just like boxers. That's it. Ooh. It's awesome.
Wow. I like basketball shorts at least.
Well, those basketball? Like I don't know if those are basketball shorts.
I'm just walking around in my drawers.
I mean, to be fair to me, I didn't really look closely enough at your crotchal region to determine whether or not they're boxers or basketball
well,
shorts.
Well, shame on you for not doing that.
I just know he was topless. I was like, oh, man, that's... I feel so emboldened. I never really sleep topless. But anyway, we're beside the point. Whereas Donald Duck is bottomless, Lee is topless.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why we tied in. That's why we went into this, and that's how all it works. So now everything's beautiful.
Now people know a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Say they wish they didn't.
A lot of people going to be dreaming well after this episode.
I sleep in boxers. It's so comfy. I just don't like clothes.
So you're saying, so you would be more comfortable if Minnie was wearing like actual PJs as opposed to a pantsuit, because at least that shows she's a little more comfortable.
Oh, me? I don't care about the pantsuit thing. I mean, I know it's colder in France. So
I was trying to get you off of being naked. I was trying to.
No. Let me be naked.
Let you be naked.
Let me be free.
If you had the option of wearing a suit or say like a kilt.
Oh, kilt could be fun.
Wouldn't a kilt be much better?
Dude, that's what we should do in our next podcast.
Is it going to be windy? Is it going to be windy outside?
Yeah, but kilts are usually heavy enough to where wind won't, like, Marilyn Monroe you.
That's what I was hoping for, wind. That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, you want it to be like that?
Yeah, you go wear the kilt, people are going to be like, oh, you're wearing it.
I always figured the kilt wouldn't contain you.
Well, you know, there's not
many. He's done some figuring.
Yeah, there's not many articles of clothing that can do that.
That meme with the calculations.
I've never, I see it. Like, I see
the beautiful mind
up in there. Yeah.
Beautiful mind you got there.
Explosions.
Make sure it's a real long equation, though. Real long equation.
Just no, but it's like, this whole pantsuit thing, I mean, I really don't care.
I don't either.
It's like, I know it's cold in France, and yeah, man, I don't blame you for wanting to wear pants. I want to wear pants too.
I think that this comes from where everything comes from, in the sense that, as you said, this got political because a bunch of people who really don't give that much of a damn about this, about Disney to begin with, saw this and, oh, this is good to go off on.
Yeah.
This is just another thing for them to talk about what they want to talk about, which is politics.
Kindling for their fire. Right.
That's fair. And not to disrespect the character of Minnie Mouse in any sort of way, but like if you just saw a mouse and the mouse was eating cheese and it had a ribbon on its head, you wouldn't be like, oh no, this mouse shouldn't accessorize like this.
Like, oh, it's a pet.
Yeah. You know, like you wouldn't do that. So why is it this type of animosity over, again, yes, I mean, I love Minnie, I love Mickey, but in fictional characters, if you put a real rat in the outfit and then complain about that, I mean, you know, you being right or wrong to that rat. That reminds me of
Ben Affleck Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Fictional characters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why are you tripping out about her wearing a drawn suit? Like, it's designed. And I get it when the actual character comes out, they'll wear the pantsuit. But I mean, outside of that, it doesn't even have anything to really do with like us, like
well,
you said.
Well, to be fair to the hyperbole.
Okay, fair to the hyperbole.
Let's just assume.
Dabble in the other argument.
Let's just assume, for the sake of the discussion, because this is clearly the way people wanted to take it. What if this was the official redesign of Minnie? And this isn't just happening in France. This is happening down here.
Everywhere.
And from this point going forward until they decide to do it again, this is what Minnie is going to look like. Would you have a problem with it then?
Okay, so this is my thought process on the whole thing. It's like, either you like it or you don't. And either is fine. You know, that's your opinion. As like you guys probably just don't care one way or the other, but some people will look at it and say, you know, I really like the dress better. And I really like the red with the white polka dots. That's what I think of when I think of Minnie. Okay, great. Then that's your opinion. And other people will say, no, you know, I like this update. You know, it's new, it's fresh. Okay, great. That's what you think. But to turn this into something political is where I'm like, you guys have got to really get a life. Like, for real. Come on, man. Like, this might not be the right society for you to live in. just go do something else with your life.
If this is the biggest, get out of here. Another planet.
If this is the biggest, you know, I guess, feather in your cap to prove how Disney is so woke, you know, there's plenty of other examples you could use as opposed to a pantsuit.
I'm tasting these tears of the pixie dust. You know, so
if this was what Disney as a corporation decided the new look is, it has zero effect on my life. And, you know, if nothing else, I'll get a new magic band or something out of it. I don't know. I don't get it.
I would say this, if you using what you just said,
yeah,
Danny, I would be a little more shocked on it if they were like, this is the official look and it's because it's offensive to women everywhere that Minnie Mouse wears a dress. And like, if that was the whole stigma that came with it, I'd be like, come on. Yeah. You know, give it a rest on that. You don't need to change the costume, because Minnie Mouse is, again, she's an icon, if you will. And if it's something that's an icon, you don't just change it at a whim. I mean, I'm sure people would like to see. I know I would. I'd like to see the Statue of Liberty with a Captain American shield on it. That don't mean I'm going to go and advocate to the U.S. government to take the torch down and do that. Mm-hmm. It's an icon. Leave it as it is if that scenario that you described would happen. For sure. That was the permanent look. That'd be like, no, not a suit with polka dots, dark polka. That'll even work right.
Kev, any thoughts?
Yeah, so if that was the case, then I'd be curious to see what the rest of the Fab Five's wearing and how that they look in those things. Because as you can tell, with the 50th anniversary garb that they're wearing for Walt Disney World, you know, they all kind of match. It's quite iridescent. It's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 50th. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen that? The 50th outfit. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if this is the outfit that she's wearing, you know, I could care less if it's a pantsuit. I'm just curious more about the design. The actual look of it, and to see how the rest of the characters look in that similar design, you know.
You ever notice, like, when you ever watch those old movies about the future, and everyone's all walking around wearing the exact same thing,
like white space suit or something,
jumpsuits,
yeah. Now we know why. I think this is the first domino to fall, where it's kind of like putting on a pantsuit as opposed to a skirt is apparently a statement nowadays.
Yeah.
So hey, it is when I wear it.
The only thing that we can do is pretty much say everyone wears the same thing.
Jumpsuit.
Because that's how far off we've got. Look, as long as it's another costume in Minnie's arsenal, yeah, sure, it's fine. Who cares? But if this is the official look of Minnie going forward, I mean, I'm not canceling vacations. I'm not burning any torches. But no, it'd be like, yeah, that's a little ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with it. You know, my middle kid agrees with you, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I asked my girls, and, you know, I got three different girls, right? So 7, 12. Oh, no, 7, 9, and 13. Right. No, 12. Sorry. I made her a teenager too early.
Don't want to do
it's
that.
It's going to happen soon. I don't want to do that.
Take your time. Because
she's probably already acting like a teenager.
Yeah, pretty much. But so, you know, I got their opinions, and my middle kid said, yeah, she didn't like the pantsuit because it's ugly. She thinks it's too dark.
It is. It's very dark.
She said it's not the right suit for her.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the skirt because that's what she normally wears. Mm-hmm. And this particular pantsuit, she feels is just not her style.
It's not.
So I asked her, I was like, well, what particular pantsuit would you like to see her in? It's like, oh, like the ones that I wear. She wears like a jumpsuit outfit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
What color?
No, it's like a one piece. And she has like stripes. She loves those things.
She's like a romper?
And not a romper, but I mean, she'll go to church in it. She'll do whatever. She'll dress, go to a nice restaurant.
Okay.
In it.
Okay.
It's those kind of things.
But it's a livelier look.
Yeah, it definitely looks like, you know, from the islands kind of thing.
That's what I was going for. It's something a little more vibrant than what they put Minnie in, right? In the suit.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, and then that is, again, if they want to redesign and they want to put it in a pantsuit, that's fine. But please make it look more attractive than this. I mean, I've never seen Stella McCartney's work, but I got to tell you, if this is as good as she does. This is a pretty clear cut case of nepotism in the fashion industry. I mean, I know people on Etsy that could have done a better job than this. I mean, shoot, that awful.
Followed by account. Yeah, I mean,
buy it straight from the store.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is also, too, I mean, you can't, of course, escape the fact that Minnie has to have a bow, which kind of, again, goes against her having a suit. Like, I know not too many women walk around with ribbons tied on their head in the pantsuit. You know what I'm saying? But polka dot on a suit in general, unless you're talking about a Batman villain, it just doesn't work. You know, like no one wears something like that.
So now you guys are visual artists.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you all this. The color choice that they have there, that palette, does those colors represent any kind of power or energy, like strong energy or anything? I don't know colors, so I'm not sure what.
Color theory stuff. Blue, no, not so much. Any heroic outfit,
mm-hmm.
if you put blue with it, it has to have another primary color with it, like a red or a yellow.
To offset it kind of thing?
Yeah, it kind of helps to reemphasize it. Like, you know, hey, I am a hero. I'm wearing these bright things. But if you, like a Spider-Man, a Superman, something like a Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. these people, like, you're like, oh, okay, when I see that person, they have blue in their outfit, but their outfit is not entirely blue. Now, mm-hmm. you take like a, it's the fact that it's blue and it is black, that gives the impression that it's a somber kind of look.
Okay.
You know? Okay.
It was so dark, you couldn't even see the detail to it.
That's very true.
I mean, you really had to blow up the picture to really kind of see, okay, I see what they're saying now. It's the tuxedo. I mean, I guess it's hard to make a pantsuit with polka dots on it and not make it look like pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, because you just don't see pantsuits with polka dots. I'm sure somebody out there has done
that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mardi Gras. I'm sure we'll see some in Mardi Gras.
Sure. But like, yeah, if they were to do a pantsuit and do it more in Minnie's traditional, I mean, it's like you can change the bat suit, but mm-hmm. don't go put Batman in pink. And just, you know, like, what? Make sure it has a connection to that iconic look. I mean, you can always upgrade. You can always modernize a little bit. I have no problem with that. But mm-hmm. when you just throw it all away and say, hey, no, we're just going to make it this now. It's kind of doing a disservice to what made the character resonate in the first place.
I totally agree with that. And even if you wanted to make this character, let's say it's still using Danny's example. If you wanted to say, okay, this is corporate Minnie now.
Sure.
Okay, then, you know, so we want to sell more toys or whatever, and we're going to have this character walking around. All right, fine. That's another accessory. That's like having Mickey Mouse in a Jungle Cruise outfit. You know what I mean?
Just like JPEG Minnie? Like, handing out pink slips and
Yeah, exactly.
Nobel bald head.
How messed up would that be, right? Like, oh man, I heard Shake Pecks coming today.
We're cutting your budget 20%.
You know what they could do is sell all those old road signs to Disney Disney fans. They would make that money.
Oh, they would make a killing. Wow.
Yeah, I would want one of those old signs.
I would too.
Put that with a popcorn bucket, golden.
Where are they going? I mean, it's got to come on the market somehow.
Dude, I want one.
So you, hey, you Floridian Moicans, keep an ear out, man. Let us know where we can get some of those signs. We'll throw one in the studio.
Sure. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Those signs, I would love to have one hanging in here.
I would love to, too. I think that'd be great.
But yeah, no, I if that's corporate Minnie, then fine. She looks a little bit like corporate Minnie, but do you want Minnie to embody corporate or do you want Minnie to embody fun, cheery, you're on vacation, you're happy? Do you want Minnie wearing the same suit as a person who fired you?
Yeah, well, that's why I liked Lee's example. Right. I think that's a very easy way to let the person down.
That's it. Like maybe Disney corporate wants her to look more corporate.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
As they move to Florida, yeah.
Might be onto something.
I just out of curiosity, if you're curious, since I mentioned mother too, my youngest had this to say about it.
Oh, you got it recorded?
No, I don't have it recorded.
Oh, you transcribed
it? Yeah, I transcribed it. Because I asked him about it while I was preparing for the show. And she said she likes it. It's a calm color. It's not all pink. I don't know why she said pink, but whatever.
Because Minnie's pink on Toodles. What do you call it?
Mickey Mouse
Clubhouse. She wears pink where she wears red.
That makes sense. Yeah, there you go. So that's why she says pink. But she likes the blue because it's a calm color. She doesn't mind the pants and she doesn't like the skirt. And that's it. That's where she left. And then she went to go play. I was like, okay.
Good.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And I think that's most people's reaction.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, I don't like that. And you just move on with your life. This whole thing.
You're right.
That's the outrage. It's the outrage.
It's like, anger.
I don't know. It's like, Twitter has allowed the news to become like the new Jerry Springer, where you find the craziest people with the most batshit opinions, and you give them a voice on your websites and a news page. And like Disney did this, and look, people are outraged, and they just screenshot tweets and put them on there with the people who are most crazy. Meanwhile, most people, none.
Really could care.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even bother to comment on it.
Yeah. And I'm curious to know what you Moicans think, or any new listeners that are joining our ranks. Your opinions are always welcome. What do you think about the pantsuit thing? We could talk about design, the symbolism of it. What are we missing? Because we are like a bunch of guys on the show, so maybe some of our women Moicans.
Bunch of guys who are apparently jealous that women get to wear loose-fitting clothes and we got to wear those damn suits.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I have to try a kilt one day to the park.
I was thinking about that, because I saw Jonathan got married in a kilt, didn't he?
That
looks really comfortable.
I'm about to say, there's got to be like a summer kilt. I don't know if I want to wear a traditional, like, wool, heavy kilt in Florida.
No.
I mean, maybe today because it's freaking cold. Mm-hmm. But, there's got to be like a summer kilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd wear that in Disney parks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Summer maybe one day, we'll have to find it.
Make you feel fine.
Summer kilts make me feel fine.
Ooh,
free ballin'. Free ballin' in your face.
Chest. Let it go.
Okay, anyway, so guys, look, get in touch with us, show at magicourway.com. And our next story, Peter Dinklage, the Walt Disney Company, and the Snow White live-action remake is what we're about to talk about. Earlier last week, Peter Dinklage and Disney exchanged words via various media outlets about the live-action remake of their award-nominated and award-winning 1937 animated film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The exchange went like this. On episode 1299 of WTF with Mark Maron, which was released on Monday, January 24th, 2022, Peter Dinklage had this to say, and I quote, "There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. Literally no offense to anyone, but I was a little taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. But you're telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me." And then he continued, "You're progressive in one way, but then you're making that f***ing backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together. What the f*** are you doing, man?
What?
Have I done nothing to advance the cause for my soapbox?"
If by nothing you mean not reading the story, apparently so. Or watching the movie. I mean, just watch it. They worked in a cave because they were mining diamonds, but they didn't live in a cave.
Yeah, they lived in the house. And Snow White done bust up in there and took their bed.
And that's kind of how they met. It's kind of a key point in the story, right?
Yeah, yeah. But he continues. He says, "I guess I'm not loud enough. I don't know which studio that is, but they were so proud of it. All love and respect to the actress and all the people who thought they were doing the right thing. But I'm just like, what are you doing?" And Dinklage said that he would be excited for retelling of the fairy tale with a f***ed up cool or progressive spin on it. And I apologize to the censors. But that's what he said.
No, you covered it pretty good.
So that happened on the 24th. And the next day, on January 25th, 2022, the Walt Disney Company released this statement to Variety. And I quote, "To avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community.
Oh.
We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period." Of course, this sparked conversation among Mohicans, Disney fans, and non-Disney fans alike. Well, there's the exchange, guys. What are your thoughts on this?
Man, where do you even start?
Let me start with saying this. Did you listen to the actual
Marin thing?
Yes.
Yes.
You heard the audio.
Yeah, I listened to it on the way down just so I could hear it.
Was it real, or was he just...
I don't know if he was just throwing it out there or if he was still dead serious about it.
Because it wasn't that long ago where Jon Stewart has a podcast, and I love Jon Stewart, and he was talking about Harry Potter and how the goblins that worked at Gringotts were very reminiscent of a stereotypical caricature in the movie industry of Jewish people, and him and this cohorts went off on that for a little while.
Okay.
And so I want to say it was like Newsweek reports that Jon Stewart demands that, you know, calls J.K. Rowling anti-Semitic, demands that she removes it. And Jon Stewart came back and was like, that is not what we were doing. We were just sitting around. We were having a good time. We were talking. I have absolutely zero problem with it. I just want to say, Newsweek, your business model is arson, you know, that you took a funny, like, we were just having fun, we were riffing, and you took my comments and used them as a means to
out of context.
It wasn't even out of context. I mean, they used it, it was out of spirit.
That's a better way to say it. Yeah, right.
Anti-Semitic.
So that would be my question here, because I fail to see. As you can tell, Dopey is my favorite character. Has always been my favorite character. Huge Seven Dwarfs fan, and I don't know what he is suggesting is the offensive part here. Apparently, he thinks all these guys were living in a cave. They weren't. I'd take exception with if he's saying that they portrayed the dwarfs in the movie as like negatively or mock them for their height or whatever. I have difficulty believing that any fair-minded individual watching that movie would come away thinking that Disney was demeaning the dwarves in any way. Yeah. I think they were portrayed as being kind and brave and virtuous. So I don't know what his criticism is. Maybe y'all do.
I mean, is it just the actual use of the word dwarfs that he has a problem? I don't think obviously there we can tell because he didn't say that exactly. I'm reading into it. Is that maybe he just doesn't want to hear that word used?
I was wondering that as well, Lee. But then I wondered for very, very little time because Peter Dinklage, I remembered, played a dwarf in the Narnia movie, the sequel, the Narnia sequel. Mm-hmm. He played a dwarf in the Avengers. And I saw on his IMDb page, he's making a movie called The Dwarf, where he plays a character called The Dwarf. So I can't imagine it's the terminology that's getting him in a bad way. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
honestly.
I mean, you listen to the, because I've listened to Mark Maron's podcast before, and I know that's like that's an environment almost akin to this, where I'm sure he's got a big fancy garage or something, but it's like a real chill spot. You know what I mean? It's like if you want to hang out, kick it, and drink or whatever, you're good. So this guy might have just dropped his guard completely.
That might have been it.
Yeah, but you said you listened to it on the way?
Both of us. Well, Danny and I both listened to it. Apparently, it seems like, right?
No,
I did not hear
the verbal exchange of it. No, yeah. So I was asking you that. I'm comparing it to when I heard the story of Jon Stewart, and because I'm a Jon Stewart fan, I went back and I was like, "Really? Did he say that?" And I went back and listened to the conversation. It was clear that it was being done. I mean, they were saying what they were saying, but they were saying it in such a manner where it's like, you know, you could look at that and you could see where that's clearly where they were going. And it was more in a
different kind of spirit.
Yeah. The spirit was different. It's the best way I could put it. I never heard the context in the sense of the verbiage and how he said it. But I would not be a bit surprised if what Eli said is true, that they were drinking and they were just riffing. And he's like, no, man, I'm not really saying that. Because, he already misspoke about it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe he was just feeling himself a little bit at that point in time. And I don't know what his criticism is.
Should we listen to it real quick?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah. You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, the only thing that I could possibly think of, and this was something that I never considered until he said it, and maybe y'all could tell me, is I never took the dwarves in the movie to be actual little people with, like, they were human beings with dwarfism. I took them to be the mythological beings from folklore.
Okay.
Just as you'd see in Lord of the Rings or
Wizard of Oz.
Dungeons and Dragons situation.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Just in any of those fairy tale type of things, that's what I always took them as being. I never took them as being real people. I thought they were like those magical. I don't know that dwarves are necessarily magical. I think they maybe like they don't age or something like
they're
that.
They're always portrayed in movies as magical.
Right. Like, like gnomes, you know, like where gnomes are just, they're small and they have beards and hats. I mean, maybe if they just call the seven dwarves in a...
Like a garden
seven gnome? Gnomes. Snow White and the seven gnomes.
Seven garden gnomes?
Yeah, it's a seven garden gnomes. That would solve all.
Yeah, there's a whole cartoon series about gnomes.
Sponsored by Travelocity.
Right. There's a whole cartoon series about trolls. Call them the trolls. Snow White and the seven trolls. And apparently all this... I think maybe that's what the thing of it is that... He believes that they're not being portrayed. Now that I think about it, I think that's really what he's trying to say, is that these aren't the magical beings. These aren't the mythological beings. These are real people, and you're portraying them as working in caves, mining diamonds, living together like they're magical.
Mass hysteria.
Yes.
I can see with you have it.
I can play it.
Go ahead.
All right, listeners, so we're going to take a pause real quick, and we're going to listen to it, as we mentioned. So we listen to the conversation, and then we'll come right back. All right, so here we are. We just listened to the Peter Dinklage thing on Marc Maron, and so now here we go.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Danny. I mean, I think it's one thing to see a cartoon version of whatever these mythical people, these mythical beings are, but now that you're putting a human person in that role, it may have a different vibe to it. So I could, not saying I agree with him, but I understand maybe where he's coming from with it.
Well, but didn't he do that himself, though, when he played a dwarf in The Avengers? He played a dwarf in Narnia. He played, I don't think that, I think what I'm trying to say, Lee, is that what he's saying is that this is a depiction of, like, this is a depiction of dwarfs where the dwarfs are real people. They're not the magical beings that I portrayed in these other films. These dwarfs are real, and you're portraying them in negative light. That's what I was thinking that he was saying, because he's clearly not above playing a dwarf.
But I think it's the character of dwarf, the stronger character of that he plays, that he prefers.
Oh, so you're
to
saying...
To see, yeah.
He's a strong... Yeah, he's a more powerful... When he's a dwarf, he's the main dwarf.
Yeah, because, he kicked Will Ferrell's butt in Elf, right? So the thing... I was kind of doing a little bit of research. I know one of the things that that was cited is, like, they were a little upset about was that, you know, the seven dwarves couldn't really save Snow White. You know, it was Prince Charming came along and saved the whole day for her, right? They couldn't really protect her as much as what some of the arguments they were writing.
Well, they had to go to work. I mean,
they had to go to work. Yeah, screw you. I'm going to work.
I mean, Snow White, I'll be back.
Hold it wasn't like they tried to stop the queen and she just kicked them all and knocked them down.
No, they were responsible. They went to work. They did their thing. And the queen showed up when they weren't there.
Yeah, she tricked them. I mean, they had no way of knowing that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. That Snow White would just take an apple and eat it from somebody that they wouldn't have. I mean, that.
It ain't Dave's
fault. And then they helped, and it wasn't like they just sat around doing nothing. They were brave. They went ahead and helped. I mean, obviously, true love's kiss and everything like that is the only way to stop
the spell. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, right? The helpless princess.
It is really kind of crazy that we're having this kind of discussion, and it's not even about the unwanted kiss. I mean, that was the other problematic thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time this has really been, to me, raised as a serious issue.
And maybe we can't understand it because we're not of that.
You know what?
We are
possible.
That's, I don't know. That's fair, but if he's trying to say dwarves deserve more respect than what we're getting in Hollywood and this and that, and I'm trying to push that forward, I think this will set it back. Well, number one, you got to let him make the movie first. I mean, so they get everybody, your people are getting work. That's the first thing. And they're being represented in Hollywood. But let's just leave that aside for a split second. If he's trying to say that he wants his demographic, I don't want to insult, you know.
Well, we don't know what to say. We don't know how to say it without being
offensive. That's part of the problem.
And so, you know, I don't want to go around eggshells.
But yeah, okay.
But if somebody's out there listening of that,
yeah,
please let us know the correct way to do
it. But let's just say little
people. I think it's little people.
Yeah, little people.
Is it little people?
Okay. I believe that's what it is, last I heard. But
that's what I heard.
It could have progressed. We don't know.
There's a comedian I've seen that was a little person. He makes jokes about himself being a little person. There's reality TV shows about this, like the Little Women of Atlanta. There's like a show called Little People. So this celebrity is saying, hey, I'm on my soapbox and I've tried to push this forward. Then don't attack this movie. You need to attack reality television. That's what's doing you bad.
Yeah. Like midget wrestling.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Goes on tour.
Well, like, yeah, just all that crazy stuff that they do. Okay. That's setting your group back. Like, that's like me saying, hey, look, I want Finn to, you know, he's a bad representation of brothers and they going into the future. Meanwhile, there's like, you know, 20 slave movies that's out. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, no, Finn is at least in the ride and this and that. Meanwhile, these other movies here or these other types of films, they're people that are kind of painting your demographic in a weird light. Attack that.
Well, to what you were saying before at wrestling, I saw the guy who played Hornswoggle in WWE.
Okay.
He was upset by what Peter Dinklage had to say because
really?
He's like, yeah, because he's like, well, thanks, Cole, you just cost seven of us jobs.
Jobs, exactly.
Glad you feel that way.
Yes.
The rest of us who don't feel that way would love the work because we don't get much of it as it is.
Yes.
Now, you know, as you just put it, Disney's already said we're going to replace them with magical creatures of some sort. So, you know, it's going to be CGI related. They're not going to want to use people. Little people, as was said before. So it's not, Peter Dinklage can say what he wants, but even if you're part of a community, you still don't represent that community.
Right.
And that's
your one voice.
Yes, just one voice of that. And just because you feel like that's what's going on, just because you feel that that's what that movie was doing, doesn't mean that's how it really was.
Right.
And to me, trying to say the Seven Dwarfs were really little people and not mythological characters, which again, did anyone think of it as anything beyond that they were mythological beings, like the creatures of folklore, or did y'all think that they were actual little people?
No, creatures of folklore.
I'll be honest, I thought they were the little people, but I didn't think anything negative of it.
Right. It was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon. They had their jobs. They had their responsibilities. I don't. Maybe there's something I missed that I didn't know. I was reading some articles. They mentioned infantilism and stuff like that. And I didn't really get it or understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were awesome guys. They just happened to be little. You know, they freaking worked in a mine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I think that's part of like the mythological thing. The dwarves, like, again, in folklore, work in mines, they forge weapons, they do that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, it's interesting that you say that because it's like maybe he felt empowered to say that because he's MCU.
Maybe.
You know, he's of them. So he made the Stormbreaker, is that what it is? He made the Stormbreaker for Thor. And so he's of Disney. So Disney, because I was wondering like why Disney felt the need to respond to this. And that's probably why, because he's of the MCU.
It could be, but it also could be just because that's what Disney's trying to pride themselves on this right now.
Well, as of late, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, any single time somebody raises their hand and says, excuse me, that's derogatory toward Disney's like, whoa, we didn't know that. Okay, yeah. We're going to totally take care of that. We're going to redo this and we're going to redo that and we're going to rethink that. I mean, they have kind of hung their hats on that. They are diverse and inclusive and they are on the cutting edge, not the cutting edge, really like the forefront of the yes. And I'm all for that when it comes to creating stories like Encanto and Coco and putting forth new stories out there. But when to do that, you need to destroy or retcon or apologize for your older material that a lot of us grew up liking and didn't have these negative feelings towards. And that's when it starts to me to hit a little close to home, where it's like, oh, was I an asshole for all these years for liking Dopey? I mean,
take that shit off now. Right.
You can't look at a 1950s movie through 2021 eyes.
Sure.
You can't look at a 1970s
movie. That's what happens a lot of times, is that let's just pretend that having seven dwarves in a movie is offensive. Mm-hmm. It wasn't done to be offensive. It wasn't done to make light of them. And so in 2021, if you see it as that way, then yeah, okay, maybe that's your opinion, but that wasn't the intention back in 1950 when it was made.
And it's funny because like I just watched The Eternals and I saw the end scene and here comes a drunk Pip through the thing. Did y'all see that? Y'all saw the end scene?
I can't make it halfway.
I made it through. You know, I powered through because I remember y'all said y'all couldn't make it. I was like, okay, well, let me at least try to give
this
a shot.
Did you win anything?
No, I didn't win a damn thing. But I saw a little drunk little person announce the arrival of a normal-sized person. Whatever his name is. I forget, the squirrel dude or... I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that's... He's
a sidekick to another Eternal from another... They came in on the Domo. He came in on the Domo.
It's another mythological...
Yeah. So here he is, drunk as hell, announcing the arrival of this... A sidekick to this regular sized person.
Even the end scene sound boring in the fucking movie.
Yeah. And in the comics, there's Puck. Puck is a little person that is with Alpha Flight. So, I mean, they get rep in all media and it's always good. I mean, there are some bad guy, little people in there. But I mean, for the most part, he doesn't have to go and fight the stereotype of some sort of perception that's being cast as bad. You know what I mean?
Right. What does it work in reverse? And like, so people with gigantism, that is a thing.
Yes.
Right. I mean, obviously, Big Show, Paul White would be an example of it. Does the same hold true for people with gigantism? Is there no difference between Andre the Giant and Willie the Giant from Jack and the Beanstalk? Do people with gigantism, are they offended by the portrayal of Hagrid in Harry Potter or his brother? I forget his name. Are people offended by, are people with gigantism offended by that? Because a giant, I mean, that's what they have, gigantism. So, I mean, wouldn't that be the same thing as having dwarfism as opposed to being a dwarf?
Yeah, it's a genetic defect, that as they say. So, yeah, I mean... I don't want to use that word, but you know what I'm saying.
We're all trying to tiptoe around because we just want to understand it. Because if you want to win us to your side, cool. Explain it in a way that we understand it.
I can sympathize.
But when you just explain it like it's just absolutely 100% easily observable to anybody who watches this, and this is so obvious, why would anybody think otherwise? And you're sitting around like, I don't get it. And you're like that shy person in class that doesn't want to be the one to raise their hand and say, can you explain that one again? I don't understand why. Because you feel stupid because no one else is asking the question. Meanwhile, everyone else is feeling the exact same way as you do.
Yes.
Because, the teacher did a bad job explaining it.
I found an article from The Guardian written by Karuna Stamel. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name. Because I was curious about this and wondering what the deal is. Because I don't understand. I'm trying to understand it. Little people, if that's the term that we're using, doesn't bother me. It's no big deal. Neither is gigantism. They're people. You know, I'm going to treat you the same way. I'm going to just be a good person to you, until you prove to where you're not a good person to me. Then it's like, I got to protect myself. But anyway, one of the things that I thought that was interesting that she quoted, first of all, her article is titled, Peter Dinklage is right, a live action Snow White and the Seven Dwarves is a fundamentally awful idea. That's the name of her article.
Well, here we go.
One of the things she's an actress, and so one of the things she quotes, she says this.
Is she a little person?
She is, yes, yes. And I quote, she says, she's an actress, so she does take roles. But when she says this, she says, I quote, I am so careful about the roles I pick because I know that if I get it wrong, there will be repercussions for some innocent person with dwarfism just minding their own business.
That's fair.
I don't want what I create as an artist to be used to bring a random person down in the middle of the day. For example, I had Mini-Me yelled at me by strangers for years after Awesome Powers came out. Hi-ho, hi-ho is a regularly hummed or sung at me by passerbys. I am filmed and photographed by strangers for who knows what on social media. Most insults are simply regurgitated rubbish that people have picked up from somewhere in the social repertoire of negative and dehumanizing media portrayals.
Boy, we could talk.
Yeah. So her sense is that because other people see it and they identify me as being a little person.
Right.
And a dwarf, therefore they will mock me with these sayings.
Or right, other yeah. people that...
Or people that are jerks. I don't want to say all people, but people that just are jerks in general, just being mean to people.
And so there we are in society now where we're deciding what makes up entertainment based upon what assholes will do.
Right.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of, hey, so-and-so talked after class, so the whole class gets to stay behind.
Pretty much. And but I mean, that's fair for her as an actress, as an individual, to be conscious of what she thinks that portrayal is going to happen. The only downside to that is that there's going to be another little person that says, I'll take the role because, you know, they need to eat.
I see what she's taking a principled stance and good for her. And that's right. What she believes. Mm-hmm. And God bless. But I can absolutely see somebody having a different viewpoint on that and saying, no, this is movies. This isn't real life. This is entertainment. This is a comedy. The idea is to be funny. And I'm not so self-conscious where if somebody, I'm going to take what a stranger says to heart and it'll ruin my day. You know, it's a job. I'm feeding my family. I'm doing the best I can for my family. So I can see that just as easily being the counter argument to that. So the problem is when people represent themselves as voices for an entire community when there's dissent amongst the community in terms of it happens everywhere.
And here's the thing of it too, that, and I don't know if this is, you know, I don't want anybody to slam me because I'm quoting this because it says that Bruce Lee said this, but there's no proof that there is. There's no Bruce credible Lee? Source. Yeah. There's no credible source that Bruce Lee actually meant this, but regardless of that, I think the statement is pretty clear as far as, you know, as far as things. I'm going to just read it to you, and people probably listen to this and have seen this on social media and whatnot, but the quote says this, and it's always attributed to Bruce Lee. It says, "You'll continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you."
Yep.
"True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic." And this next line is the thing that hits me that I hold dear because I think it's true. "If words control you, that means everyone else can control you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"Breathe and allow things to pass." Now, again, I don't know if Bruce Lee said that. I don't have any source. I haven't done my research on it. But the words in and of itself, I think, are pretty pertinent.
That sounds like a Bruce Lee thing to say, though.
Yeah. It's like if you're gonna let words that other people say control you and you don't have the strength of mind to just do you.
Yes.
They're just words. You can control how those words affect you.
And I refuse to believe that majority of society is like that.
Right.
I refuse to believe it. I mean, when I was younger, I got made fun of all the time. I'm sure we all did.
Oh, yeah.
For various different reasons. When Karate Kid came out, nobody called me. It was always Daniel-san.
I'm guilty of that myself. Oh, man.
Exactly. I mean, that's just one of many things that I can recount. Now, and that's not putting myself in the same situation as she is. Right. But, I mean, it's... I don't know. It just seems like people, when they talk like this, they just seem to imagine that there is a world by which everyone is nice to one another, and they just so happen to be born on the other side of the tracks. And it's like, nope.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I remember first encountering this when I was in grade school. And, you know, there I used to make like a sandwich. And this is a totally off topic, but it's kind of along with the same lines as what you're saying. I used to make a sandwich, and I'd put, you know, not mayonnaise or ketchup or whatever, but I put barbecue sauce on it because, you know, it tastes freaking damn good. Okay. So that was my sandwich.
Love barbecue sauce.
Yes. And then, you know, there's a classmate by the name of Brett, and, you know, he was making fun of me. Cause I was husky. I wore husky clothes. I was a big kid. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's making fun of me. He's like, oh, man, you're so fat. You put barbecue sauce. Blah, blah, blah. It's just really bitch. You're really mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, and so part of my strength is like, okay, that's fine, whatever. You know, I was a little embarrassed that we're doing this while we're at lunch. But back in the day, it's like we played full contact flag football. And so I was on the line. And so, you know, I was very good at rushing the quarterback. And he played center. So one day I was rushing the quarterback. I ran his ass over and I got the flag. I sacked the quarterback. I looked back and he's on the ground. And he's sitting there like a crying little bitch. You know? I was like, he ran over me.
You said barbecue sauce. Yeah.
I wish I would have.
How you like your ribs?
Yeah, I wish I would have. I was calm. I just walked back to, got in the lineup, get ready for the next defensive play.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, whatever. But I just remember he was just sitting there crying like a little bitch. But that's me. I had to let that out.
I'll never forget, in pre-K, they would had like a bring something special to you and your family, your culture, bring it to school like a food. Oh, and cool. One of the girls brought seaweed. Lily ate it and loved it.
Cool.
And then, I don't know, man, about fourth or fifth grade, something like that, we packed seaweed in her lunch one time because we were at the store and she's like, oh, can I get some seaweed? Yeah, absolutely. She brought it to school. The entire class made fun of her for eating seaweed.
Why?
What?
Because they're children. They're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I said before, they're not jerks. That's just how kids are.
Yes.
You can still be a bully, I suppose, as an adult, but it's really a kid problem.
Yeah.
It's primarily a kid problem, I should say.
If you're a bully as an adult, that's a whole different
problem. Yeah. If it's something different, if kids are cruel, when they see something different, they attack it. I used to get that for me having glasses when I was small.
I got glasses too. Yeah,
yeah. One time, somebody just caught me on the wrong day, and I swung at them, and they were like, "Oh, this kid's crazy with the glasses on." Like, what? I see you now. You know, backed off, but yeah.
Oh, did you give the licking two fingers and rubbing on your glasses?
I used to get that. I used to have kids that we would play like football. They would have like not a normal size football, but like a little one. And this kid used to hum it and would hit me in the face, so he kept knocking my glasses off.
Yeah. Damn! Did you run him over?
It's funny you say that. Like one time, so the thing was, I found out something about him.
You published it on social media.
I was a kid. I was always a verbal kid. So like I found out that he was staying with. Yeah. I really worked on my craft in, you know, sixth grade.
Podcast.
But I found out that he was staying with another girl in our class because that was his cousin because his dad went to jail. And I like ragged him on that. Yeah. I like, that's why your dad don't want you. That's why you staying over there with him. Ouch. Yeah, because he kept knocking my stuff. Oh, yeah.
You let him have it.
I did. I can never say I fought everybody, but yeah. I can make the whole class laugh at you for at least 5 minutes.
I would like to officially take this moment to officially apologize to my friend Raphael, who we made fun of for having bean sandwiches every day for lunch. So,
So you were the bully.
Bean sandwiches. Yeah. So just refried beans on white bread. I'm sure they're delicious. Actually, it sounds tasty now that I'm thinking about it. But I apologize, Raphael, because we made fun of you. But
you need to look Raphael up on Facebook.
Oh, I'm friends with him. He's a photographer. He did my son's, my daughter's senior picture.
I'm going to isolate this video and post it on social media so Raphael knows.
No problem. I'll tag
that. He's sorry. Because, I mean, Eli, you talk about, what is it, mustard sandwich or a mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh, yeah, mustard. Yeah.
Mustard sandwich. Yeah. So that's no better. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was tough times.
Tough times. Tough times. All right. Well, duly noted, Lee. We apologize to Raphael.
Good for you. Good for you.
You feel better?
Reparations.
Oh, yeah.
Bully.
So I can feel better.
Why you got beans in your bread, man? You can't afford lettuce? What? Yeah.
The only thing I will just add is that it's good to have these conversations. And as Danny said, we're just trying to understand, you know, and sometimes it's like, you know, we need to hear that different point of view. And from a different, especially from someone from that community. So I respect that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I would echo what Eli said. Let's wait and see what Disney does with it before we chastise them too much.
Well, I can tell you exactly what they're going to do with it now. I mean, that's it. There's no little people going to be cast.
It's going to be Snow White and the Seven Tall Dudes.
Yeah. Snow White and the Seven Magical Studs. Creatures. Seven dwarf, and you know that every single it's going to be like there's going to be a Latin dwarf, there's going to be a black dwarf, there's going to be a white dwarf, there's going to be
female dwarf,
Asian dwarf, female. Oh, yeah, definitely going to be a female.
Say Cajun dwarf.
That's gonna
You're not going to get sleepy, sneezy, dopey. You're not going to get them. And if you're at that point, who knows? Maybe Peter Dinklage is the biggest fan in the world because by doing this, he's pretty much assured that we're not going to get this.
Yeah, it might be a development hell.
There's been a bunch of Snow White. Like I've seen other Snow Whites, and you know why those movies all fail? Dwarves suck.
Do they have dwarfs in them?
Yes, but they never, they're not sleepy, sneezy, dopey, all that. They're not them.
Okay.
They're just because that was a Walt Disney thing. It's not part of the official story. So you can't name your dwarf sleepy, sneezy, dopey, dopey, whatever. You know, so that's a thing. And every single time I've ever seen a Snow White movie, it's just like, ugh. It's just, the dwarves are interchangeable. They're not fun. You know, it's... I think that's why it worked in that movie, because these guys had personality.
Yes.
You know, their names were what they were.
If you have a remake of a Disney movie and there's no Grumpy, you.
We already have a Grumpy. That's why we're doing this episode.
He's a grumpy dwarf.
Grumpy dwarf.
Ooh, he's an angry dwarf. You're an angry dwarf.
Say dwarf one more time.
And dude, he's not above. I mean, Peter Dinklage can say what he wants. He's not above poking fun in a comedy setting of a little
person. Old guy.
Yes, eh? Because he did it in Death at a Funeral twice.
Wow. See,
he did it in Elf for sure,
but he wasn't established as he was now. That's what he's trying to tell you. He did that as a sacrifice to get to this point.
Well, maybe there are some people that would like to get to this point, and then they can go ahead and wax philosophical as well.
Yes.
Once they got the money. But it's a lot easier to preach when you got the money.
Hey, you know, the dwarves in Once Upon a Time were pretty cool. You know, they look normal as hell. It's pretty tough.
They've anyway. Never been painted in a bad light that I can see. I've never
taken them in the bad light.
No, I don't see how you could. Like I said, the closest I've come to understanding this is what that woman wrote, which is that, man, here going to be a whole group of people now going to say hi-ho, hi-ho whenever they see me again, and she's going to mock me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I mean, and I hate hearing that for anybody. And obviously, if you're in that situation where visually they don't even need to get to know you to mock, to find some little element. But, I mean, that's just a part of, I mean, things get better. I used to be called Daddy, like, instead of Danny, it was like your dad, you know, you have those, like, bugs around here, like the Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
It used to be Danny Long Legs.
Really?
Yes, because I was tall. Oh. As a kid, I was taller than everyone else. It was Danny Long Legs. Every single time I see one of those damn bugs. Boom! Kid would just
call Danny Longlegs.
Right
I didn't even think of that.
Dang! I never thought of that.
Well, then either. I got to be 6'2", and I stopped growing, and these other kids finally caught up, and I'm still taller than them, but I'm not like gigantor as I would
like
been.
Yao Ming.
Right? It's
not Yao. Yeah, Yao Ming. Cool.
I mean, imagine being like an Anthony Davis or Joel Embiid or any of them. Like you can't hide. I mean, you're pretty, and people are going to look.
Yeah,
it's funny because like you know, I hear the thing that's like, oh, you're tall, you must be good in basketball.
Yeah,
I hear that all the time.
You know, it's like, not really.
And I'm a brother too. They're like, you must dunk. Go ahead, dunk. Like, no, I can just shoot it from here.
I used to have people say me, it's like, man, why can't you dunk? It's like, I'm 6'2". I'm as tall as John Stockton. Everyone else is just bigger.
Yes, I've gotten hit in the head by an NBA player before, not on purpose, but he was talking to somebody, elbowed me in the head. I'm 6'2". This dude made a mistake because he didn't see me and like elbowed me. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, no. No problem. You didn't know I was here.
Let me fix your computer.
Yeah, I'm like, what? You know, what am I gonna say? Like, yo, sorry, dude. Like, no, it's okay. But you know,
no one knew you were hitting on his wife.
No. I was filing out. Everybody was leaving, somebody called the guy. The guy was right in front of me,
mm-hmm.
And then he turned like what? And he boom. You know, unless his wife was one of the dancers. I didn't think about that.
Well, cool, guys. Look, let us know what you think about this particular article, Peter Dinklage and all that. What are your thoughts on it? We had some conversation on the Magic Our Way Pleasure Island 33 Facebook group, which is a public Facebook group. You can offer your opinions, join us, join the community, join the Magic Our Way community, join the band of Mohicans that talk about this stuff, free of any guilt, you know, welcome to hear anything. We'd love to hear your opinions on this stuff and all the other different stories. And we're about to tell you how to do that in just a little bit.
Yeah, and in our Facebook page, you're allowed to have more than two emotions.
Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed the discussion over those various news topics. If you want to learn more about us, the Magic Our Way podcast, magicourway.com is the way to go. There you will find our social media links, past episodes, and more. Also, to get in touch with us to share your opinions on any of these news stories, you can do so through the following ways. Shoot us an email at show@magicourway.com or call or send us a text message. And then say text us at 1-815 Mohican. That's 1-815
Mohican.
669-4226. And of course, we have a couple of guys do things outside of the podcast. First of all, we got Eli does things with comics.
Hey, Rob Liefeld here. Deadpool, Cable, X-Force, Domino, Marvel Comics, Image Comics, all of it. You guys, what is up? Eli Ivory. What a great name. Eli Ivory, comic guru. I'm here to talk about you. I am here to say, check out ivorycomics.com. That's right, you. Check out ivorycomics.com. ivorycomics.com. If you're not doing that, you're missing out. You're missing out.
Totally.
The Savages comic cannot be beat, nope. Cannot be surpassed. You need to check it out. Experience it for yourself.
Yep.
And you know the story.
What?
It's all about the glory.
That story.
Congrats to you and all the magic that you're making with your Ivory Comics. Eli Ivory, comic book guru. Check out ivorycomics.com. Comic book guru. Eli Ivory. The whole package. Deadpool said to. Do it. ivorycomics.com. Right now. Liefeld out.
Thanks, Rob. And I think Rob drew a pretty good little person comic book character when he did Alpha Flight. So, like, even Rob could probably feel when we talk about that. Love them all, Rob. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, again, like you said, check out the Ivory Comics website.
That's right. You. You.
You.
Talk about you.
And you can see all the stuff that he's I'm talking about myself in the third person, like I'm the Rock or something.
Can you smell what the Eli has cooking?
Yeah.
It's chicken.
It's good chicken with barbecue. Well,
of course,
stuff.
You want to say your name because what a great name.
It is a great name. Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
ivorycomics.com.
Missing out.
Read all of that. Like just what he said, Savages, Project Gay, Shabali Dam, all that good stuff.
Cannot be beat.
It cannot be beat.
Like eggs.
And or surpassed.
Or surpassed. Mm. You know, or defeated, but only surmised to be a website you should see. Why? Is there another feature with this? Yes.
Because we like you.
Well, that, and there's a link to this podcast so you never miss anything. Any insights, any jokes, any laughs, any cries, any... just anything, just all the perspective. It's all up in there. Get all that you want. Synergy.
Perspectives.
That's it.
Perspectives.
Don't miss out.
Enthusiasm.
That's right.
Perspectives.
Watch it.
I'm glad you caught that. I was like, wow, no one.
I was waiting to see if you said enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Okay, I'll say enthusiasm.
Yeah, but you saw I did a little head nod.
Yeah, yeah,
enthusiasm.
Good job. Just go through all those trials and tribulations, and especially get through the tribulations. So, yes. Magic Highway Podcast. There's a link to that on the Ivory Comics website. Check that all out.
Because here at Magic Our Way, we are what? Part of a team.
We are a team. And if you go to...
Speed like a stuck pig. Sorry.
That's okay. I was like, what? I'm sorry. I got that. I went too long on that.
You remember that when he beats the rat.
That's right. Ooh.
In the kilt. And,
you got him? Yeah, I got him. Take the shot.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man. I'm feeling intimidated right now.
Hearing the lesson.
What was this? Oh, yeah. So, Facebook.com. You can find me there. Eli Ivory. Saw you in person. Nice to meet you. If you're a bot. Want them dead. Want the family dead. Want them all dead. Take bots. There you go. I didn't want to keep that for you.
You want to burn that page to the ground.
Yeah. let's see. Also, you can find the Project Geisha page on Facebook.com. So Facebook.com/Project Geisha, Instagram right out there, posting hearts and likes, making sure people looking good when they get the Cadillacs. So you can find me there, EIV504. And of course, on Twitter, we find a Hancock 10166. Whew. So if you appreciate the madness, you're just bringing me the gladness. Thank you very much. And I want to watch that movie again. Now.
I know. I do too. I just realized that's like on like, what's that movie? It's Untouchables, but what's the with Kurt Russell, the
Tombstone.
Flight of Tombstone. Yeah, it's like on that level for me. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard y'all quote Untouchables until today.
Yeah.
I love Untouchables. I totally too. Forgot about it. But I mean, I think Tombstone is a more recent one. That's why I quote it more. But it's like, I love Untouchables.
I've only seen the Untouchables once, but I just remember one scene.
My dad took me to see that.
Oh,
I was
scarred
for life, but it was like great.
See, that's the thing.
My mom took me to see that with my sister, and I was like, I should not be seeing this.
I know, me too. I was like, he died like a stuck pig. What'd you say?
I said, your boy died like a stuck pig.
When Sean Connery had a dude, I said, oh, you're going to talk. You're going to talk.
And he'd be like, I talk. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. And like, blew the guy's back of his head off.
Oh, my God.
This is not right, Mom.
You're going to like it, Daddy.
Well, look, if you just joined the Treasury Department and you need to book a vacation.
Never stop fighting. Never stop fighting until the fight is done.
That's right.
That's right.
What'd you say? Never stop fighting until the fight is done. Anyway, look, you can travel down to Walt Disney World to see these new signs and with Lee, man. Book a vacation with Lee at Magical Moments Vacations. Lee, how do they do this, sir?
Just also make sure you're wearing your pantsuit in the park. We all need to see that.
Well, just wearing your pants.
Just call.
Can we just say that? Just wear your damn pants.
Wear your pants.
We have a whole song about it. Yeah. In my pants.
Donald.
Oh, you're the one talking about going to the park in a kilt.
Oh, okay. Bottoms.
Or your skirt. Wear your pants or your skirt.
Or your kilt.
Either or.
Yeah, please. Some kind of bottom.
Guys fighting to wear skirts, girls fighting to wear pants.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats living together. Eh. Actually, in your house, that's
2022.
True. Well, I'm about to say, in your house, that's true.
It's all it is.
All right, Lee, so how do they book with you, sir?
Give me a call at 832-431-1621. That's 832-PANTSUIT-RIOT. Oh, yeah. That's 832-PNTSTRT. You can email me at lee@magicarway.com. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/LostAvicaTravel. That's LASTOVICA travel. On Instagram, you got a friend in Lee Travel. And on TikTok.
You get your Tic Tacs and freshen your breath while you look at TikToks.
You're nothing but a lot of talking Tic Tacs.
That's right.
Take all the Tic Tacs you need, please.
That's the Chicago way. That's how you book a trip.
All right. TikTok, you got a friend in Lee. And if you do need that, we'll get you hooked up and booked up with no.
Hasselvika.
In addition, there's so many ways to support the show as a whole, and you can find them all on our website, magicourway.com. Any way in which you can support the show is deeply appreciated. We also want to take a second and thank you for being a loyal listener, and we always love hearing from our listeners. All opinions are always welcome on the Magic Our Way podcast, so make sure you get in touch with us today. We want to hear your opinions on these news articles, guys, so get in touch with us. So, Wiggins, we say Quaharini. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
Magic out!
I have every intention of eating those bananas for breakfast, but I still somehow end up with tacos. Kevin's barbecue sandwiches.
Hey, this is Kevin from the Magic Hour podcast. When Calgon can't take me away, Mad Hatter Radio will. Check it out.
Bam.